This edition of Ozarks at Large starts with Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith, one of the main arteries that transports people through the city. Several local organizations are taking a look at Rogers Avenue to see whether the space can be reimagined to give more people access to jobs, healthcare, and other services. The Frontier Metropolitan Planning Organization is taking the charge after it was picked to receive technical assistance from the Federal Highway Administration and the Federal Transit Authority. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Frontier MPO Director Reese Brewer about the project.
So if someone hasn't been to Fort Smith or driven down Rogers Avenue, describe kind of the atmosphere and what does this road look like right now?
Rogers Avenue is a really busy thoroughfare that's built for cars and not so much for a pedestrian or bicyclist. And we do have transit available through the area. There's a lot of restaurants, a lot of stores. So a lot of people are trying to get to numerous places, including medical facilities and governmental facilities. So part of what this technical assistance that we got from Federal Highway Administration and also Federal Transit Administration is to identify some of those problem areas along a real busy corridor and then see what resources, what data, what partners we can work with to develop a framework to identify some alternatives or some analysis that could help for a better planning of a corridor in the future or similar corridors in the future.
And so, I mean, this is kind of a thoroughfare that I think a lot of cities and towns have. What kind of issues do people run into on Rogers Avenue when they are trying to get up and down that road?
Well, I think largely, you know, there's a lot of signals, and so people get caught up in a queue at a stoplight. But primarily, we're trying to make the link between healthcare access, job access, educational opportunities for a lot of people who may or may not have a vehicle to get places. And so what we're finding is we'll see people making mid-block crossings and as a pedestrian. So they're not crossing at a crosswalk. And of course, as you know, Rogers Avenue is really busy. There's between 45,000 cars traveling on that facility daily. So we'll see people just running across there, maybe trying to get to a local store or, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. So we really want to start taking a look at that and seeing that link between some of the really big barriers to transportation and as it is related to healthcare. And we know that this area has a real high obesity rate. I think Aspire Arkansas recently reported high schoolers have 39% obesity rate in Sebastian County. And I believe the other statistic was 68% for older adults. And likewise, there's some racial disparity where people of different backgrounds or diversity may or may not have the opportunity to use transportation as far as like a vehicle or a car. They don't have access to it. So how can we make some of these facilities to make it easier for people to get around on the whole?
Let's talk a little bit more in depth about the project and the scope of this initial step. Just kind of describe to me, I guess, what people can expect out of this.
Right now, we're just in the early stages with Federal Highway Administration and Federal Transit Administration, and we're receiving technical assistance from Alta Planning out of Portland, Oregon. It'll be actually a two-year process where they will help us. In the first year, we're really just developing what's the scope look like, what's the inventory on the facility, you know, how many miles of sidewalk, where are there problems in the infrastructure, is there missing sidewalk, is how many bicycle lanes are available, and just taking a look at that and going, okay, how does it relate to how people get places, and do they have the opportunity to get the places they need? One of the things that we'll want to look at is the level of comfort that folks have on facilities such as Rogers, if they're walking or bicycling or taking the bus, and you know, developing some performance measures based on that. And the outcome of this project really is to develop some performance metrics to go, does increasing multimodal facilities such as transit, such as sidewalks, such as perhaps better signal timing, does that increase the level of comfort for people using those facilities?
And I think a lot of other cities are looking at those major thoroughfares and reimagining them. What are the challenges with reimagining Rogers Avenue?
I think some of those challenges are you have existing businesses, you have right-of-way issues and acquisition concerns. And so how you redevelop that or retrofit it is probably a better term, is going to be really difficult. But there are some ways that you can do that and may have less impact on the community as a whole. And of course, like many areas in the United States, Fort Smith and the elderly need to be able to walk, need to be able to get places, and it's harder for us as we age. So taking care of our senior citizens and our youth and helping them get around is good from an economic standpoint.
You guys recently had a webinar, actually, that kind of really got the process started. Tell me a little bit about that and where you take it from here.
What it basically did was discuss the basic program and how that they will provide technical assistance for us. And it introduced us to the five other communities in the United States that will be doing similar projects. And they're very diverse. They're very spread out through the United States. And so that gives us some mentors to look toward and to understand what they're doing and how they're addressing some of the same issues that many communities in the United States are. And as part of this work, it's used as a case study for similar agencies to look at and go, okay, how did Fort Smith do it? How did Park City do it? How did Chicago do it? And what can we do to improve the quality of life for our citizens in our area?
So what kind of ideas are you going to be looking for out of this for Rogers Avenue? It might be too early to say, I suppose, but what are you looking most forward to?
What we're really looking forward to is taking a look at the healthcare impacts and the economic impacts of improving a facility and analyzing that. And we're really excited to work with Fort Smith Transit and Mercy Medical in understanding if you have a missed medical appointment or you don't pick up your prescriptions because you can't realistically get there using transit or walking or your bicycle because you don't have access to that, can improving those facilities help you get those things that you need? Because the impacts from not receiving medical care or prescriptions cost the United States $150 billion annually. So we know it impacts our community residents.
And what kind of data do you have access to now, and what kind of data are you hoping to gather during this process?
We have a lot of parcel data from the city. We have some geographic information data. We have traffic counts from Arkansas DOT, land uses available, school district numbers as far as like the number of students using probably the bus or walking to school. So there's a program called Safe Routes to School, and so kids are walking to school. And so we're going to use that along with some socioeconomic census data to help us start drilling down into some of the issues surrounding about a half mile buffer outside of Rogers Avenue.
Will there be any kind of public involvement down the line? And when there is, what would you like people to think about when they're driving on Rogers Avenue? People who do commute and use that thoroughfare, what would you like them to think about when they're out there?
We totally anticipate having some public input. As part of one of those efforts, we'd like to do surveys, especially at the hospital, at Mercy Medical, understanding how people got there. And, you know, what are some of the ways that we can improve that commute along Rogers Avenue, be it in your vehicle or by transit or by walking. And of course, one of our other major partners is Arkansas Department of Transportation, and they actually own Rogers Avenue. It's a state facility, so we need to work really closely with them to understand how we can best plan for this corridor and what that future may look like for that corridor. So getting input from folks on what would they like that corridor to look like in the future would be really useful.
Well, thank you for filling us in.
Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
That was Reese Brewer, the director of the Frontier Metropolitan Planning Organization, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. Other key partners on the project include Fort Smith Transit, Mercy Fort Smith, the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, the Western Arkansas Planning and Development District, and the Fort Smith School District. And coming up later this week on Ozarks, a similar conversation is taking place in Northwest Arkansas concerning a very similar transit artery, Highway 71B. We'll have more on that during Thursday's edition of Ozarks at Large.